Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast. The saying that dog is a man's best friend, especially true for Ryan DeRoche and his loyal service dog, Oliver, who are here today to showcase the critical role service dogs play and why it's so important to keep them healthy, including protecting them from fleas and ticks. Good morning, Ryan. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm great. And yourself?
Okay, good. Since we're going to be speaking about fleas and ticks and health concerns, I guess, with your dog, your loved one, I'll call him, is veterinarian and U.S. Army major with the Veterinary Corps, Dr. Mark Pelham. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Very good. So, Ryan, tell us a little bit about what happened with you and how come you have a service dog at this point in your life.
Sure. About 8 years ago, I had a mountain bike accident. I went over the handlebars and had a severed spinal cord. It took away the use of my hands and my legs, and really took a lot of my independence away. A couple of years after the injury, I was really looking to, you know, become more independent, and someone suggested to look into service dogs. And a local service dog company called Needs was really, you know, the best option for me. So I applied to them, and a couple months later, I was placed with Oliver. Really has really changed my life and made me so much more independent and confident in going out on my own, and really has made a big difference in my life.
Did you ever have a dog prior in your life?
My family always had dogs, golden retrievers mostly, not on my own.
And what kind of a dog is Oliver?
He's a black lab.
Okay. All righty. Now, we're going to talk, we have the doctor with us, and we're going to talk about taking care of a dog. So, in addition to all the goodness that the dog is giving you, you want to make sure, Ryan, that I guess the dog is healthy. And illness by far is not a good thing. And fleas and ticks, you're going probably, since you sound like you're a mountain bike rider, do you still do that?
Yes.
Do you still do some of it?
Yeah, I have a specially made mountain bike for me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, meaning you go into the woods and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Potentially, yeah.
Yep.
So, tell us about fleas and ticks, doctor, if you could.
Yeah, fleas and ticks are not just a nuisance. They can carry diseases that can affect our service dogs, our pets, and even bring those diseases to us and our families. So it's very important to treat your pets for fleas and ticks. And Merck Animal Health is making caring easier for Ryan with our 12-week flea and tick product. And just with four doses a year, Ryan can protect Oliver against fleas and ticks and the diseases they carry, as well as reduce his risk to those diseases.
Yeah. That's really special. And that's is there a name to that product?
Brevecto.
Okay. I'd like to ask you also, thank you. You're a major, U.S. Army major with the Veterinary Corps. Could you tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind?
No, sure. No, I've been very fortunate in my career, both civilian and military, to get to work with different type service dogs. And so our role in the military, not much different. We have a lot of different roles, but we're also working with our version of the service dog, our military working dog, and keeping them healthy in the same thing, protecting them against fleas, ticks, and diseases they can catch.
Yeah, because service dogs, I guess, in the service, go out into the fields, right? And things with the...
Yeah, they're in the field, and talking with and getting to know Ryan and Oliver, sounds like they do a lot of outdoor activity too. So that's the environment, and really it's a year-round issue in a lot of the places that fleas and ticks are still an issue year-round.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, Ryan, tell us a little bit about, your athletic outreach that I hear good confidence. Right now. When did you have your injury?
It was 8 years ago, and I was actually in Spain when I was riding. I did a lot there in terms of you know, my rehab and stuff, and then came back over here to get back into it. And you know, it was one of the first things that I really wanted to get back into was mountain biking, because that was really my love. You know, it was really a big part of my life. So got into it really quick.
And what do you do for rehab? How have you, first, you have determination?
Yes.
Is that a big part of it?
A lot of determination. And you really need to after a spinal cord injury. It's a really difficult thing. It's a really difficult thing to come back from. And, you know, you really need to have a lot of determination, a lot of hope. And, you know, there's a lot of ways that, you know, the injury can get you down. But just got to stay positive and keep going.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that's a big guy. Christopher Reeve was a buddy of mine.
Yeah,
soap opera that I was a producer of many years ago.
Yeah,
and he's an idol.
He's a great inspiration to many, many people.
Right, right. I agree. Doctor, how come you became a veterinarian?
You know, that goes way back to even during my childhood. But that's something I've always wanted to do. You know, this field is so rewarding, and the things we get to do for our animals and all. And so I have practicing over, you know, 24 years and still love it. And it's just been my profession ever as far long as I can remember wanting to do it.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you both sound like good guys. Let me ask you one last question, and then before I do that, though, the name of that product, because it sounds to me like a wonderful concept. I'm trying to find out, and I haven't had a chance to find out if people should be taking something like this, or if there's something out there.
Well, as far as people, no product like this quite yet. But at Merck Animal Health, you know, we're excited partnering with Needs for this Bravecto Cares program that we've got, and I urge you to go to protectfromfleasandticks.com to learn more about that. And there's also a neat sweepstakes that people can enter for their pet.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's great. Well, Merck's a great company, been around a real long time, and this is great research and development and now an opportunity for those that have those. How about for cats? Is this good for the cats as well?
We do have a feline product also.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's good to know. Let me ask you one last quick question, because I know you guys have a live interview shortly. We're involved with World Peace, and thank you very much for sharing the other information with us, and the International Day of Peace, and I guess peace comes in many different ways. Can I ask each one of you, what does peace mean to you? Ryan? Would that be okay?
Unfortunately, I think we're short on time. So we'd just like to let people know to go to protectfromfleasandticks.com, and that would be great. And enter to win a cool prize.
Okay. All right, guys. All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Later.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.